This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty.
And we live and travel full-time in our RV.
That's right.
We get a lot of questions about, you know, how can I make some extra money doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Especially since fuel prices have gone up.
Yeah.
Campsites are not getting any cheaper.
And especially to be able to get a free campsite while you're working. That would be fantastic,
that
right?
That really would, especially in a fantastic area.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it's in a fantastic area, that campsite's going to cost a premium.
Right. We have a solution for you.
Jody and Luke Duquette own WorkCamper.com. This is a website that you can go to find jobs if you're an RVer. And one of the biggest questions we get is, you know, I'd really like to work in a camp or a park, but I don't know how I would go and find a job. And you guys have that solution, don't you?
Absolutely, yes. We make it easier for RVers to find all different kinds of opportunities all around the U.S.
And it's called WorkCamper.com. It's WORKAMPER.
Yes.
You got it.
Yeah, no WorkCamper.com. I think if you type it with the C, it still goes to the same place. So,
well, that's
whether,
good.
Yeah.
I better double check that right now.
But yeah, we trademarked both spellings back in the day.
So the bottom line is your organization lists jobs for people who live and travel in their RV. Am I right?
Sure. So Work Camping is doing any kind of part-time, full-time, or volunteer work while living in an RV. Here at Work Camper News, we help both sides of the equation. So the RVers who are seeking to find opportunities and the businesses or entities that would like to utilize Work Campers in their business, on their property, or whatever they're doing. And so the businesses and entities advertise their jobs or search through our resume database to connect with the Work Campers. And so Work Campers can plug into our services to connect with those opportunities as well. But we try to be kind of a one-stop shop for people. And so we do provide the services for those two parties to make the connection. But something that we also really focus on is the education and resources to help people know as much as they can about the work camping lifestyle, whether they're the business owner or the RVer. So they're going to be more successful at it. That's really the end goal, is to help people do this whole work camping thing successfully.
Now, what kind of jobs do you guys list?
Typically, they're campgrounds, RV parks, outdoor hospitality type employers. But we've had all sorts of companies hire work campers over the years, from Amazon.com with their warehouses, especially during the Christmas season.
Amusement parks. There are multiple amusement parks. Yeah. Wildlife refuges, nonprofits like historical societies or animal rescues.
Mm, animal rescues. Yeah.
There are retail operations, lodging, you know, lodges, hotels, motels.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these are, you know, in the very high demand touristy areas, like around national parks or just cool places to visit. But yeah, a lot of people do tend to put work camping in a box thinking, oh, it's just working at a campground. But there's really a wide variety of different opportunities that are out there. Some are short term, some are long term.
Some are career type.
Yeah.
Not all these jobs require you to have experience, right?
For sure. Sometimes they'll prefer if you have some experience, if you're doing like reservations, campground reservations or something, that you've got some experience with one of those reservation software programs.
Or even just comfortability on a computer.
Yeah, but oftentimes they're willing to train most of these are minimum wage type of jobs.
Entry level, yeah. You could say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No age restriction. I mean, this is not just for retirees, right?
You got it. Yes, that's exactly right. There are, you know, certainly work camping is thought of as something to do, you know, once you've retired from your career, and it's a way to offset the costs of RVing a little bit, especially in the more recent years. We're seeing a wider range of work campers and just RVers in general as well. So whether it's a family traveling with small children or maybe children who are of working age, two couples traveling together, like maybe two sisters or two friends traveling together, solos, lots of solo RVers. And one solo gal that's always stood out to us, her name is Barbara. I think she's in her 80s now. She started RVing and work camping at the age of 78.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like a psychotherapist or something like that, and just decided this was the next thing she was going to do. And she's held a number of work camping jobs, and she sends us emails about how they're going, and some she's liked and some she hasn't and stuff. So there are positions that you will need some, you know, physicality and to be physically fit for. But sure, if you are someone that, you know, has a disability or you can't stand on your feet all day, you don't want to stand on your feet all day and things like that, there are opportunities that can, you know, match what your capabilities are.
Well, that's really cool. So people can go to your website and they register, and you have three levels of membership, correct?
We do right now. Yeah, we have three levels of membership. Our lowest level is more for folks who are like, I know I want to do this work camping thing. I just need to learn about it for now. Our middle tier is if you're ready to start looking for an opportunity, you know, you want to jump in with that middle tier. And then our upper level membership is more for those who are already actively work camping and maybe you have a job or two under your belt, because we will verify the work history on the resume in that upper tier. So three different levels. And we're actually right now behind the scenes working to completely redo the website. It's time. We're on, I think, version 3. And so we're working on version 4. Yeah. And that's going to come out in 2023, later this year. So we'll still have three levels of membership, but they will be a little different from what they are now. But the new website's going to be better and more robust than our current website now.
Well, that's really cool, because people can go to your website and they can see the jobs, and employers can go to your website and post the jobs.
Exactly.
You're really not an agency. You don't represent anyone.
That's true. We're not an agency. We're not going to connect you like specifically with a specific job or be that go-between between you and the employer. Really, the employers post the jobs, the work campers look at them and contact each other directly. So,
and all the employers have different processes, because, like, you know, Luke was talking about earlier, some of the entities are large entities. There are multiple concessionaires that we work with, which are like entities that operate hundreds of different campgrounds and rec areas around the U.S. Like, they're the ones providing the camp hosts in that Forest Service campground that you'll go to out in the wilderness. And so they have hundreds of locations that they need to fill for. So their hiring process is going to be different from a retail store in a tourist location that's operated and managed by the owners. And they're just looking for a couple folks to come in and help them out for their busy season. So it's really going to be a different process depending upon the employer that you're communicating with.
Here's what I really like also is your Facebook page. There is so much information there, along with your website. So yeah, I've been scrolling through it and reading everything. It's great.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. We're on Facebook. We have a Work Camper News Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We have a group called Work Camping Today. And we're on Twitter and Instagram, and we do some YouTube videos, not a whole lot yet. So you can definitely connect with us on social, but you feel so much better and comfortable moving into this lifestyle when you feel like you know what you're doing. And so we want people to have that confidence that they are making the right choices when it comes to selecting a work camping opportunity, because, you know, we want everyone to have a positive experience. There's certainly negatives that are out there. You need to really research an opportunity before considering it. And so the more you know ahead of time the more you can put the practices into place to set yourself up for success. So, you know, whether it's us doing posts on Facebook, articles on our website, videos on our website, our own podcasts, et cetera, we want people to have as much support as possible in this lifestyle.
Let's talk a little bit about the job market itself. Are you finding that it is harder to fill jobs, less people working? I mean, we see signs in stores, you know, oh, we're looking for people to work in our store. We can't find enough employees. You know, what are you seeing?
It's similar. Kind of the work camping community is similar to the typical business. Mm-hmm. We have employers contacting us, you know, we're not finding enough help. We're not finding enough help. Just like quote unquote normal businesses are seeing. It's hasn't been immune to that, unfortunately. Yeah. So
I understand. Yeah. You know, one thing that I saw on your website that I really liked was you talk about health insurance. Do you guys have plans or know of plans that can help people who are on the road, who are in RVs, who aren't on Medicare or Medicaid?
We are not any sort of seller or you know,
like a broker or whatever.
Right.
Insurance. We do list some resources on our website. There are a few different websites that we know of, and there are also some kind of like group health plans that ourselves might actually join one of
In
the near future.
NomadInsuranceGroup.com is a good resource. That was a website created by Kyle Henson. He's a fellow RVer himself. He's going to be the best resource for understanding all the different plans that are out there and connecting the RVer with the type of plan or service that's going to be best for them. Whether it is like a group cost sharing plan or in the traditional marketplace or something else. So that's definitely something that folks need to consider, especially if you're going to be a full-time RVer where you don't, like you guys, where you don't have a physical house that you go back to anymore. You know, your RV is your home, but you still have your domicile, like where you have your driver's license and your vehicle insurance and where you're registered to vote and those kinds of things. So, you know, that's another thing to think about when selecting your domicile location is the type of health insurance that you want to have or would be best for you or works with your budget.
Right.
That's just another one of those factors and fun things to figure out. So luckily we have, you know, Kyle at Nomad Insurance Group to help with that. I he's one of the best resources out there for sure.
So here's another question. Are any of your jobs remote where they can just do it from inside their RV? Or do they have to go on site?
Good question. We don't see a lot of remote jobs. We have had a few in the past.
And they're typically like RV industry companies like CoachNet or RV Wheelator, which is like a RV for sale website and a couple like that.
Do you have any jobs that I could just sit in my chair and do nothing and make a lot of money at?
Probably not exactly that.
No, I didn't think so.
Yeah. And that's part of it too. You know, one of the things that some employers, you know, have communicated their frustration. Work camping is still work, and the employers and the entities that have work campers come to work for them are expecting that work camper to fulfill the duties and the expectations that were laid out. And so, yes, RVing is a fun and kickback and chill lifestyle, but these businesses and entities rely on the work campers. So it is work. And so that's why it's important for the work camper ahead of time to get a full picture as to what that work camping position entails so they can go to themselves and think, I am willing to do that or I'm not willing to do that, and make the right choice for themselves, you know, because you don't want to let the employer down and you don't want to let yourself down. So work camping is still work, and we hope that work campers will do the best that they can to fulfill what they have agreed to.
All right. This is awesome. I see on your website that you actually have a resume service.
Yes, we do have a resume builder on our website for our work campers to use. You can go in there and add photos and a section about your work history and references and give a detailed description of your skills and text about you and your potential, if you have a traveling partner with you, you know, it's one resume for each membership. So it would be a resume for both of you, if you were a couple. But yeah, so once you've gone on there and built your resume, employers can search for you in the resume database, and they have multiple criteria they can search on to find people that match their specific job offers.
So how long have you guys been doing this?
Yeah, I think Work Camper goes back to 1987.
87?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. So we started Work Camper News when I was three. Work Camper News has existed since 1987. It was started by a couple named Greg and Debbie Robus. And in 2005, my parents, Steve and Kathy Jo Anderson, purchased Work Camper News from Greg and Debbie. They had a working relationship because my dad was the HR director at Adventureland Amusement Park, and he developed one of the largest work camper programs there. So he spent many years working with Greg and Debbie as an employer member of workcamper.com. And so their relationship grew. And so my parents bought the business, and conveniently I was in college getting a graphic design and journalism degree. So it was a really tough interview. Dad was really hard on me, but I got the job right out of school. So since 2006, I've been on board here at Work Camper News. And in 2010, Luke and I got married, and he, you know, would spend every dinner around the table with my parents. We'd be talking about work, and he said, well, I want to help. And so luckily we got him to come on board, and I think it was 2010.
I don't think I wanted to help. I just saw that there was a need for my help.
That's right.
Best of all, anybody can do this. I mean, if you're single, if you're a couple, there's jobs for couples, aren't there?
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely. And even if, you know, there are maybe two of you traveling together, if one person is doing a remote job, you know, a lot of folks now are able to take their jobs with them wherever they want to go, because so many of us, you know, converted to working at home during the pandemic and stuff. So it seems like there's more flexibility now. So I'm seeing more two-person teams where one is working out of the RV doing something else, and the other person is advertising themselves as the looking to find an opportunity, you know.
Yeah, and I don't know if we really clarified this point, but oftentimes, more often than not, these jobs are working in trade out for an RV site. That's why typically they're at a campground or an RV park or something that has RV sites available. Mm-hmm. So typically you'll work maybe 10 to 20 hours a week, and you'll get that RV site in trade for those hours. Mm-hmm. So it's a really great way to supplement your travel, especially if you want to go to a particular location for a little bit of a longer time period. Typically the jobs last, you know, 3 to 6 months. They're usually a seasonal type of thing. So if you want to go to Yellowstone and spend a whole summer there, what a great way to go to Yellowstone on the cheap and experience all the things that you can't really get done in a day or 2 days if you go there on vacation. So,
well, that's a heck of a point there, because you know what? Campsites are not getting cheaper.
No doubt.
And harder to get.
Oh, man.
If you don't plan ahead 6 to 8 months, you know, good luck getting the site in the place you really want to be in.
Exactly.
You know? Uh-huh. Yeah. And I always used to think the work camping was just for retirees, but it doesn't matter what age you are.
Typically, we do see most of our customer base are retirees.
55, you know, and up is still plus. The majority. Yeah.
Because, you know, as you know, these RVs aren't cheap necessarily. Now, you can go and get a cheap travel trailer for 15 grand, but that's not something you really want to full time in, or even spend a lot of part time months in. So typically,
everybody's different.
But, if you want to get something really comfortable that you're going to full time in, you want something that's a little more pricey. And typically you need to have planned for that and have some savings and not to have a bunch of debt if you're going to go out and go travel, because, you know, that's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Typically it is retired folks, but we do see younger folks coming on board these days with ever since pandemic, and people reevaluating things and wanting to travel more and experience life, not just go work the 9 to 5. So
there's a variety in the compensation that's provided to help meet the needs of the different RVers that are out there. So if you are someone where you're like, I need to be paid for every hour worked, and I need my RV site provided to me, and maybe some other perks would be great, like a little bit of gas money or something to help me get there and back, there are opportunities that provide that type of compensation. Or if you're someone that's like, look, we're good, you know, our retirement income is supporting us, we don't need to make wages, or I'm on Social Security, I'm on disability, I can't have reported income to a certain extent because of those, you know, programs that you're a part of. So there are opportunities where you are just, like Luke said, working a few hours just in trade for an RV site, and you're not receiving monetary compensation. Right. So, you know, and kind of everything in between as far as compensation goes. There's even sales positions where you can earn commissions, and a very few opportunities that would provide a salary and some career-like benefits. So it's up to the work camper to determine what their budget is and where they want to go and what they want to do, and then find the opportunities that match.
And those opportunities are at workcamper.com.
Okay, one more question here. Do you guys have an RV?
Oh, yeah. We're on our third one now.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Started with a 40-foot fifth wheel and a big F-350 dually.
Oh, I love that.
And that was great. We went all over the place in that.
We did. We did a lot of traveling in that. Well, we were full-time for about a little over four and a half years in the fifth wheel. We were full-time. Because, I mean, you buy this gorgeous RV and it just sits next to your house. And I'm like, why do I have two houses? Yeah. This is silly. So we sold the house and just moved into the RV before we even really went anywhere. Because it was like, well, I have two houses?
Yeah.
At least at that point in time, it didn't make sense. So, yeah,
that was great.
But we've gotten smaller. Like
after that, we had a 32 foot. I forget.
I think it was 30 and some change.
Yeah. Class C. Did that for a little while. Went to Alaska and that was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alaska.
When we came back to Arkansas, where we live now, where Work Camper News has been home based for since its birth.
Since its inception.
We decided we weren't going to travel as much. We really didn't need that Class C sitting around with the engine not being run. So we got a 27 foot travel trailer, bumper pull. So
yeah, we travel less than we were, but we're hoping to swing back the other direction and pick it up.
And maybe get a toy hauler next time.
Yeah.
Well, that's great because I feel so much better now because we've had three in 3 years and people think we just go out and buy them every 6 months.
Well, sometimes you don't know what you need until you're doing it.
Yes.
You know?
That is true.
And RVs are so tough. You're looking at it and you're like, oh, this is great. And then a month in, you're like, this is the most uncomfortable couch I've ever sat in my life. And you don't know that until, you know, you've plopped your tuchus down and watched TV for a few times.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. And after a while, those kinds of things get to you. And like you said, you wanted a washer dryer. So let's get a rig that has a washer dryer, because hauling that stuff to the laundromat is such a pain sometimes.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you, it has been a pleasure talking with you, Jody and Luke Duquette, owners of WorkCamper.com.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it. Yeah, it's been fun.
Great job, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all. Safe travels.
Boy, that was fantastic.
Yeah, really good information from those two.
It was so valuable. I can't believe all those jobs that are out there, the opportunities. Mm-hmm. If you're RVing and you can get a free site.
Right.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, exactly.
And or paid, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Hey, before we wrap up, just want to mention that we're going to be appearing once again at the Music Box Supper Club in Cleveland, Ohio, Wednesday, June 28th, 7 p.m. The show is free, but you need reservations. We're going to post the link below. You can get them now because it will sell out. General RV and the Muskegon Watershed Conservancy District are sponsors. A big thank you to them. We're going to see you next week. Thank you very much for listening.
And speaking of work, there's a lot of work that needs to be done around here.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
So get off your butt. Let's go.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.